Best Metal Dice Sets for D&D 2026, Heft, Balance and Where to Buy. Margot here. The cabinet is open, the lights are low and the details matter. A good metal dice set is judged on three marks. Heft, the authoritative weight of a die-cast zinc alloy or solid metal blank. Balance, sharp, well-defined corners and avoid free casting, which is why metal generally rolls fairer than bubble-prone plastic. And finish, deeply engraved or enamel-filled numerals that won't rub away. The caveats are real and inseparable from the appeal, metal dice allowed. They can dent a bare hardwood table, and the D4 is a genuine caltrop, so a tray or mat is mandatory, not optional. Permit me, before we open the ledger, a confession: I love a heavy die. There is a particular gravity to a die-cast D20 settling into the felt, a asterisk thunk of consequence that no injection-moulded plastic has ever managed, and I will not pretend to be neutral about it. A metal die is an artifact with provenance, with weight in both the literal and the heraldic sense, and when it crits, the table feels it. But reverence is not the same as gullibility, and this is where most metal dice guides fail you. They will not tell you that the D4 will draw blood, that zinc enamel chips at the corners, or that antique finishes are frequently pre-distressed precisely, so you cannot tell when the plating has actually worn. I will tell you all of it because a true collector buys with open eyes and because I've checked the sources. Roll them on a tray, always a tray. Now to the catalogue. Let me show you what the ledger actually says. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What actually makes a metal dice set good? Strip away the marketing patina and a metal dice set is judged on three measurable marks. Heft. This is the entire point and the one quality plastic cannot fake. A seven-piece metal set runs roughly 5 ounces versus a fraction of that in resin, enough that the dice roll extremely well with less effort from your wrist, as Forged Gaming's Buying Primer puts it. The weight does the tumbling for you. The trade is momentum. A heavy die rolled with a plastic dice flick will asterisk travel asterisk, which is the first reason the tray is non-negotiable. Balance. Here is the good news the skeptics overlook. Metal dice are cast or machined as solid pieces, so, unlike mass-market plastic, there is no chance of hidden voids or air bubbles to weight one face. Sharp, well-defined corners also help a die stop honestly rather than rolling on like an egg. This is why a competently made metal set is, as a class, asterisk fairer than the bargain bin plastic most players started with. Finish. The difference between a set you'll hand down and one you'll replace in a year. Numerals that are engraved or cast into the face will never rub off. Surface paint and plated colour, by contrast, fade and chip with heavy use. Enamel filling resists wear better than topical paint. Inspect the numeral, not the colour, and you will rarely be disappointed. Buy on the numeral, not the colour, when comparing two sets at the same price. The engraving method outranks the finish every time. A deeply engraved or enamel-filled numeral survives years of rough rolling. Surface paint on a budget set is the first thing to go. Zoom into the product photos. If you can see that the numbers are recessed and inked rather than printed on top, that's the set that ages well. Hollow metal is the honest compromise nobody admits to the dirty secret of the heavy metal crowd. Solid dice are gorgeous and they are asterisk menaces asterisk, louder, table denting and a D4 you could file a tax claim over. If you want the aesthetic without policing your dining table, hollow is not a downgrade, it's the grown-up choice. I will die on this hill gently on a neoprene mat. Do metal dice actually roll fair? The short, archivable answer. Yes, a well-made metal set is generally fairer than the cheap plastic most people start with, but no metal die is precision balanced in the casino sense, and gemstone dice are openly not balanced at all. The reasoning rewards a moment's attention. Fairness in a die comes down to whether every face has an equal chance of landing up, which is a question of A. interior density and B. exterior geometry. On density, metal wins by default. A die-cast or CNC machine blank has no internal air pockets, whereas budget resin can hide bubbles or off-center inclusions that bias a face. On geometry, sharp, crisp corners stop a die quickly and randomize the tumble. Rounded corners increase contact, and over years of wear, can drift a die toward an egg-shaped bias. Mass-produced metal lands in a happy middle, relatively even distribution, as the makers carefully phrase it, achieved through tighter manufacturing tolerances than cheap plastic allows. What metal is not is laboratory certified. The honest sellers say balanced enough for play, never casino grade. and the genuinely heavy caveat, natural gemstone dice are not balanced. Norse Foundry states it plainly on its amethyst set. The stones are naturally occurring with internal variation, so a stone D20 will favor faces. Buy gemstone for the beauty and the provenance. Do not buy it expecting a fair fight. Want to verify your own? Log 100 to 200 rolls of the D20 and watch for faces clustering well above the expected -5%. The saltwater float test that works on plastic is unreliable on dense metal. Ignore it. Here, gemstone dice are beautiful liars. Norse Foundry's own product page for the amethyst set concedes the stones are naturally occurring stones and will not be balanced due to the natural makeup. That is not a flaw in their honesty, it's a flaw in the medium. Treat semi-precious dice as display artifacts and roll a balanced metal or plastic set when the saving throw actually matters. Test it yourself in one evening, roll the D20 you care about 100 to 200 times and tally the results. Each number should land roughly 5 of the time, a sustained cluster on a few faces, across many rolls. Not a lucky streak is your tell. Skip the saltwater float test, it's a plastic dice diagnostic and gives false readings on dense metal. The noise and the table denting problem and how to solve it, let us not be coy. Metal dice are asterisk loud asterisk and they bite. The same heft that makes them feel like consequence also makes them a hazard to a bare walnut table and a trial to anyone sitting near you in a quiet room. The enthusiast framing calls it a critical roll accompanied by a thunk. And that thunk is, depending on your surface, either a delight or a small dent. The solution is mercifully cheap and universal. Roll on a dampening surface. Every reputable guide agrees, and the material hierarchy is well established. Neoprene is the most resilient, it both protects the surface and silences the roll. EVA foam trays similarly reduce the noise register and cushion the landing. PU leather trays are designed specifically so dice don't make a lot of noise. Plain craft foam protects the table but dampens sound less. A felt-lined wooden tray or a velvet-paddled dice tower, the C4 Lab style, is the luxe end of the spectrum. A few archival notes from the field. The D4 is the real villain, 3 sharp metal points, upturned on a hard surface. It is the die most likely to mark a table, and the one that earns metal sets their caltrop reputation. Hollow metal sets land noticeably softer and quieter than solid. And a good case matters as much as a tray for the dice themselves. Diehard's Mythica sets ship in foam-slotted boxes that keep the corners from clacking together in your bag, which is also where finishes chip. Budget the tray into the dice purchase, it silences the roll, saves your table, and protects the dice's own finish from corner chipping on hard surfaces. Material order for quiet, from best to passable neoprene EVA foam, PU leather felt-lined wood craft foam. Neoprene and EVA both protect the surface and meaningfully cut the noise. Craft foam protects the table, but does little for sound. If silence matters most, apartment, late-night session, sleeping housemates, neoprene is the archivist's choice. Materials and price tiers. Zinc alloy versus solid metal versus stone. Understand the materials and the prices explain themselves. There are in practice 3 strata. It is affordable, takes detail and finish beautifully, holds genuine heft and casts as a void free, thus fair, solid. Its weaknesses are honest and known. Zinc may chip if dropped frequently and can easily scrape and scuff, which is partly asterisk why so many designs arrive pre-battle worn. The distressing hides wear before it happens. Roll on a tray and a zinc set lasts years. This is where you pay for either exotic metal or precision machining rather than casting. Buy it as an artifact, not an instrument. The premium is provenance and pride of ownership, which I will be the first to admit are perfectly good reasons to spend. I revere a CNC milled titanium set the way I revere a Partec movement, and I'd counsel most players to walk past it. The luxury tier is for the collector who wants the object for its own sake and knows exactly that's what they're buying. If you're agonizing over the cost, that hesitation is your answer. It's a want, not an upgrade. The battle-worn finish is doing 2 jobs: antiqued, distressed, and battle-worn zinc finishes look fantastic. And they also conveniently disguise the scuffing zinc naturally accrues, so you genuinely cannot tell a 6-month-old set from a 6-year-old one. That's a feature if you want a set that ages gracefully, and something to be aware of if you're inspecting a used or antique listing for actual condition. Sharp edge versus rounded, and the D4 question of finer point of geometry, for those who care to agonize, and you, dear reader, plainly do. Sharp-edged metal dice roll fairer and stay fair longer. Crisp corners reduce contact area, create a more chaotic, thus more random, tumble, and help them stop quickly, so a worn corner is less likely to skew the result. Rounded edges increase surface contact, and critically asterisk wear toward bias. As corners round further with use, a die can drift slightly egg-shaped and start favoring faces. For a set you'll roll for years, sharp edges are the longevity play. But, and metal makers know this, sharp corners are exactly what dent your table and threaten your fingertips. This is the eternal tension of the medium. The geometry that rolls fairest is the geometry that bites hardest. Many quality metal sets deliberately soften their corners. Die Hard's Mythica line advertises softened corners for improved aesthetics and table safety. As a considered compromise between fairness and not gouging your walnut, which brings us inevitably back to the D4. In metal, a sharp-cornered D4 is the single most table-hostile and finger-hostile object in the set, three upturned spikes with real mass behind them. If you buy sharp-edged metal, the D4 is the die that most demands a tray and a careful hand. Some players keep a plastic or rounded D4 alongside a sharp metal set purely to spare their table and their thumbs. There is no shame in it. There is only a tidier table. Match the edge to the use, choose sharp-edged metal, if fairness and long-term consistency are your priority, and you'll always roll on a tray. Choose softened corner sets Mythica style if the dice live on a shared table, get handled by kids, or travel loose in a bag where sharp corners chip each other. Both are legitimate, the question is your table, not your ego. How to choose your first metal set, a buyer's decision tree, enough connoisseurship. Here is the practical ledger for the actual purchase. If you're building a collection, now the specialty tiers earn their place. Buy for the role each set plays. High perceived value, low risk, and a case included so it presents well. If you play in apartments or near sleeping housemates, hollow metal plus neoprene mat, full stop. You keep the look and lose most of the war drum. One set, learned well, beats three bought blind. The most common collector regret is a drawer of mediocre sets bought on impulse. Buy one good mid-tier set, roll it for a few months, and you'll know precisely what you want more of: heavier, sharper, quieter, shinier. Then the second purchase is informed instead of hopeful. Watch for sales metal moves at a discount constantly. Metal dice are perennially on sale across the major shops: Dark Elf Dice, Die Hard, Easy Roller, all rotate discounts. If a specific finish isn't time-sensitive, a week's patience often shaves 15 to 20% off. Final verdict: metal dice are, to my archivist's eye, the most honest luxury in tabletop gaming. You pay for weight and you receive weight, with fairness thrown in for free by the simple physics of a solid, void-free casting. Respect the D4, mind the noise, inspect the numeral over the colour, and let the good ones land with that asterisk thunk of consequence they were forged to make. Frequently asked questions: do metal dice roll fairly, or are they biased? Well-made metal dice generally roll asterisk fairer than the cheap plastic most players start with, because they're cast or machined as solid pieces with no internal air bubbles or hidden voids to weight a face, and their sharp corners help randomize the tumble. They are not casino-certified precision balanced, though reputable makers say balanced enough for play. Never perfect. The big exception is natural gemstone dice, which are openly not balanced due to internal stone variation. Will metal dice damage or dent my table? Yes, solid metal dice can dent bare hardwood and scratch finished surfaces, and the sharp metal D4 is the worst offender. The fix is universal and cheap: always roll on a dampening surface. Neoprene and EVA foam dice trays both protect the table and quiet the roll. PU leather and felt-lined trays work too. Why are metal dice so loud, and how do I quiet them? Their weight is the point and the problem. A heavy die hits hard and thunks. Roll them on a sound dampening tray or mat. Neoprene is the most effective, EVA foam close behind, then PU leather, felt-lined wood, and least effective for sound, plain craft foam. Hollow metal sets also land noticeably quieter than solid ones. How much should I spend on a metal dice set? What's the difference between zinc alloy and solid metal dice? Hollow metal sets are a separate, lighter, quieter, cheaper construction. For most players, cast zinc is the right material. Do the numbers or paint wear off metal dice? It depends on how the numerals are made. Engraved or cast-in numbers will never rub off. Enamel-filled numbers resist wear well. Topical paint and plated color, common on budget sets, can fade or chip in the number recesses with heavy use, especially when rolled on hard surfaces without a tray. It's cosmetic, not a fairness issue, but it's a real reason to favour engraved enamel sets and use a mat. Are sharp-edged or rounded corner metal dice better? Sharp-edged metal dice roll slightly fairer and stay fair longer. Crisp corners stop the die quickly and resist the slow drift toward bias that rounded, worn dice can develop. The catch? Sharp corners are exactly what dent tables and threaten fingertips, so many makers deliberately soften corners as a safety compromise. Choose sharp edges for fairness, and always use a tray. Choose softened corners for shared, kid-friendly, or travel use. What's the best metal dice set for a beginner or as a gift? In all cases, pair it with a cheap dampening tray. Are metal dice worth it compared to plastic? If you love the tactile experience, yes, the heft is a genuine, unfakeable upgrade, and the build is more durable and often fairer than budget plastic. But they're louder, harder on tables, pricier, and usually slightly smaller than plastic sets, and they require a tray to enjoy responsibly. For a player who wants ceremony and permanence in their dice, metal earns its weight. For someone who just wants cheap, quiet, colourful dice to throw anywhere, plastic still wins.